In fact, yesterday I was in a Bama Carry meeting, and there was a gentleman there that works to make sure that Americans keep their Second Amendment, and he said he actually goes to other countries and has been fighting some stuff for help, kind of showing other countries what they need to do. And he happened to be in Geneva, Switzerland, around a bunch of, you know, that's the headquarters of the UN in Europe. And he said this yesterday. He said, I was talking about freedom and about one of the main things that maintains the freedoms of the American people is that 100 million Americans have guns and lots of them. And he said that's a problem. Now, he said that's a problem for any invading army. It's what the Japanese said and so on down the line. He said when he talked about this in front of all these UN, Geneva, Switzerland elites who worship Satan and molest children and everything else they do, he said that they laughed and laughed and laughed at him as if they knew something, as if we're not worried about the 100 million Americans who have guns because we got something for them. Now, can you imagine these evil people laughing right in his face? And this was recently. This was not too long ago. All right.
Scott S.J. Wildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 403. Why the elite don't care about your guns. What are 9 reasons they don't care about your guns? I just played the pastor's statement during his sermon. And it reminded me of Biden saying, we're not really worried about the guns because the American people don't have F-16s, I think he said. And I had a long conversation with 2 of my veteran friends about the similar topic. So I was moved. I was moved when I was watching the pastor talk about how the parasite elite don't care about our guns. Where's the truth? Is it in the middle? Do they not really care? We're going to dive deep into this, my friends. The first thing, I think they do care about guns. Because we did Final Days Report 382, where twice now Trump has pushed red gun flag laws. He's a gun grabber. So 382, we call it Trump and MAGA spell. And Trump is just getting creepy. Most of you have probably seen the Trumpified Gaza, the video that he actually put on his Truth Social channel that shows him as a golden statue and shows all these little golden idols. Him and Netanyahu without their shirts on, all blubberish, sitting there, and then bearded dancers. I mean, it is insane. I'm only playing this because a couple of my Christian friends did not see this. I assumed everybody saw this. But you got to ask the question. We sure are getting AC vibes from this guy. Elon Musk, to me, I get false prophet vibes from him that we've been warning about. But Trump is somebody we want to watch.
You free, bringing the light for all to see. No more tunnels, no more fear. Trump Gaza is finally here. Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new light. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one. Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new light. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza number one.
I mean, it's sick. It's such a lack of taste. Have we become that lawless? All right, before we get into the 9 reasons why the elite don't care about your guns and why they laughed at that lobbyist, that person that promotes gun rights, is the Deagle Report, is the mass extinction of 70 to 80% of Western nations' population by 2025. Are they on target? I'm not sure. And then also, this reminds me of Final Days Report 257 of the World War III consolidation to the 10 kings. So check that Bible study out and Jerusalem's role as well, because they're going to script a war. Everything we saw with Zelensky in the Ukraine today at the White House and the yelling back and forth, I think is theater. We did a couple podcasts, War is a Script. Death will be real, but war is a script. right? You have the Economist magazine with the Mexican president and the ponytail, and then she wins. We have Trump with the question mark by his ear. Where did he get hit with the so-called bullet in his ear? You're watching big time wrestling. It's a script. Putin and Trump with their Freemason handshakes. Even the Iran parliament building, government building is a pyramid. But death will be real, no doubt about it. So that before we get into the nine reasons, let's just establish that there's the Deagle report. That might be one of the reasons why they laughed. And ultimately, even though I believe in the Second Amendment, you need to have your protection from the Holy Ghost. If it's your time, it's your time. You need your spiritual armor of God on and your walk right with the Lord in prayer, in His Word, fasting, doing deliverance. That's the ultimate protection, my friends. And if it's your time, it's your time. All right. Number one is mind controlism. Operation Crimson Mist. We've done two podcasts on that. Founders Report 141, Divide and Conquer. This is a mind control genocide that happened in Rwanda and then banned video by telecom company. There was a French doctor that warned about this mind controlism technology. And I want to thank electromagnetic radiation as well, talking about in Africa, just a lot of strange things happening from rape, mass violence, Marburg disease, right? And 70 Christians beheaded in an African country by ISIS aligned militants, groups say, world mostly silent, that happened in the Congo. So Christians getting beheaded. So she makes the point on her Telegram channel. It sounds like an Operation Crimson Mist 2.0, but go and do your research on SJ Wildfire. We covered it quite extensively with this technology. And this was so long ago. Think of where they are now. Think of all the people poked with the nanotech and the Starlink system up. I think she nailed it. All right, number two, the second reason the elite are not afraid of your guns is the nanotech in all of us activated by a secret frequency. And we've done two different podcasts on this. The first one that happened way before the As the Days of Noah devil juice with nanotech that could be activated with a certain type of frequency, according to Todd Callender and others. Todd Callender is a famous investigative lawyer helping out people in the military. Check out Foundation Report episode 314. There's Marburg disease and Ebola that can be activated with the frequency of the nanotech in you from the poison poke, according to Todd Callender. But I think all of us have this in us, because Final Days Report 147, there was this Christian woman, she was a whistleblower, way before the pandemic, talking about how Fortune 500 companies, food companies, were putting nanotech in certain food products and also in the water supply, like the city of Chicago, putting this nanotech. And she talked about a frequency that can be delivered, and then disease happens. All of this, especially with the food and water, makes me consider the scripture about praying over your food. And you need to think about this, going back to the electromagnetic radiation and her post about this frequency war in Africa, because Marburg virus disease in the United Republic of Tanzania has killed, I think it's about 50 people. And there were even some articles about, oh, the kids are eating bats. They're breaking out the bats again. This is a frequency capability to kill you. Silent weapons for quiet wars. It's flat out demonic. It's flat out demonic. Do you remember the AIDS and HIV problem in Africa? I don't really hear it as much anymore, but this was a big thing where the continent of Africa, a huge percent of people had HIV and AIDS. And we've covered in this ministry how the London Times said there's a direct correlation with a old school poison poke and that gave the people their HIV. We're dealing with evil. So number two on why they don't care about your guns is they probably have this nanotech in most of us that they could launch with a certain frequency and take us out. Don't fall for it, my friends. Fast, pray that this wicked abomination nanotech is gone. Because who knows? Water, food, even if you haven't poked yourself, water, food, and chemtrails. Let's get on to number three. The deception is so great, my friends. It is so great. All right. Number three. So the first two, mind controlism and the nanotech disease launched by a certain frequency. Number three, I think they can just kill you with their 5G towers, 5G, 6G, 7G. This is a video that's gone viral of a 7G tower, and look at the radiation warning here. It's 7G. That tower is massive. They're like, warning, warning, warning. 7G tower. Really? And 5G, we know, boils water, communicates to the nanotech. We're living in some sick times. Now, two podcasts where there's evidence that they can kill you just with this technology is Smart Grid Cell Tower Murder Filmed. There was a guy riding a bike, and it looked like an EMP weapon just came down and took him out. Knocked him off his bike. Gone. And then we go over the Travis Scott 2021 Astroworld Festival concert. Just the weird evidence of that sacrifice, that ritual sacrifice that happened there, that satanic sacrifice. Frequencies, people, you know, like I think it was 6G was turned on all of a sudden, or 5G was turned on. People couldn't use their cell phones. They said people suffocated. I'm not so sure. We called that VCast nanotech and EMF death weapon evidence. All right, number four, why the elite probably don't care that you have your guns is, can a cell phone kill you? Check out that podcast. So go to SJ Wildfire and say, type in, can a cell phone kill you? Because it went somewhat viral. There was this Asian woman. She had her cell phone next to her heart. And then all of a sudden it flashed light. And then she was taken out. And you need to check out Foundation Report 369 of all the devices blowing up. Can they just blow up your cell phone? Right? Can they just blow up your computer? They start monitoring you with artificial intelligence, this omnipresent little god that they're trying to do. Can they know if you're going to do something with predictive analytics? I read the patent of predictive purchasing by Amazon years ago, and they thought they had like a 96, 97%. Where they could ship something to you that they knew from your behavior that you were going to buy it. I mean, the percents might be off, but it was pretty amazing. And that was years ago. Think of where they are now, where their predictive analytics are, where everything's connected, and they're spying on you 24/7. J.D. Vance's Palantir type of a program, right? All right, so that's number four. Number five, a digital plandemic. Going back to the Deagle Report. Final Days Report 244, we covered the Davos digital pandemic in the World Economic Forum saying, whoa, it could be 10 times worse than the pandemic that we just saw if there was a digital pandemic, they called it. I call it plandemic. And if they shut the grid down for over a year, a CIA guy was blowing the trumpet. I think he was genuine. He said 90% of the U.S. population would die if the grid was down for over a year. So my question is, could you really live that long? I think there'll come a day where Christians will have manna coming down. I don't believe in the pre-trib rapture. I'm a post-trib rapture guy. And you need to think of the Old Testament and the New Testament and any parallels. I think there'll be some supernatural miracles. We'll have to have faith. And I'm a firm believer in preparing. Don't get me wrong. Learn skills, prepare, get your house in order, get your house in order with the Lord. But then also it's biblical to prepare. Joseph prepared, right? But it's going to be interesting times, my friends. And I think we're going to see some massive miracles. And if it's your time, it's your time. You'll be promoted. And I was thinking about this. If they shut down the grid, and people start killing each other off that have the guns, you know the FEMA camps will be operational and the trains will be operational. Do not get on the train. I've talked about a dream I had with somebody that I know who's worth, now he's worth 12 to 13 million. And he was going to get on the train and there were Chinese soldiers on the train. Don't get on the train, my friends. And again, this is an end of days news ministry. The only reason why I'm doing this is I'd had dreams that would come true. And so if I don't blow the trumpet, the blood's back on my head. All right, number six. Many people, including myself, have had dreams of the United States being attacked. I've had dreams of China, Russia, Cuba, either Muslims or Mexican gangs attacking as well. And so coordinated and more like terror cells. I've seen them both. And I think it's a scripted fall. It's a scripted invasion. TikTok kicked me off. They kicked me off when I showed a video of a guy's testimony who owns a successful company where he counted 1,000 military-aged Chinese men coming through the Mexican border, one location, one night. TikTok kicked me off twice. You know, we're being invaded. We're being invaded, and it's allowed to happen. And no, Trump's not going to save you from this. He's not. So war. Planned, scripted war. All right, number seven, why they might be laughing, is think of the direct energy weapons that they have and the weather weapons. This, what happened in Maui and what happened in the LA area, the hurricanes that hit the Tampa area, scalar weapons even. I remember Henry Kissinger once said, we have weapons that are far greater than nuclear weapons. I had this dream, Final Days Report 165. I saw in the clouds like these little honeycomb patterns. And it was a warning to, if you see these patterns in the sky, run home. Now, I don't know. I'm assuming after I woke up that it was a weather weapon, but could it be a scalar weapon? Could it be a dark energy weapon? I don't know. It was just like, run home. And then if you're watching or not watching, I'm showing square waves and honeycomb clouds. So it's probably a weather weapon. Get home. Maybe they can do these little microbursts. I don't know. But you need to think about this as well. And we haven't seen it in a while, but they've been taking out food manufacturing plants, food distribution warehouses. Remember all those food plants catching on fire? That was my industry. I used to manage $100 to $200 million business units for Fortune 500 companies. And a couple times I worked right at the plant, manufacturing plant, and I would get the trade journals and you would not see fires like that. If there was a fire, it'd be a once in a year event. They just didn't happen. And all of a sudden, our food supply is burning down. And it was happening around the world. And then the poisoning of the land with the train derailments and taking out chemical plants, bridges collapsing, important shipping lanes. This is softening us up. They're softening us up with this weather system. Silent weapons for quiet wars for their new world order. So that's the seventh reason. You see how they can probably get confident? They don't really care that we have guns here in the United States. All right, number eight. If you follow our ministry, the fourth beast system is mind controlism. And they're probably laughing at us because they know it's about hooking up to AI. And they're going to make it sexy. They're going to make it where you can have skills, where you can play basketball better, maybe ping pong, shoot pool better, have a high IQ, speak any language, be better at business, medical enhancements, physical augmentation. The blind shall see, the lame shall walk, these false lying wonders of the false prophet. Mental health support. So all, you know, curing Alzheimer's, right? They give it to us. They give us these diseases from, I think, this and probably the EMF and our toxic food and what they're dumping on us, probably a combination of all of it. And then they're gonna cure it. You can see this, my friends. This is going to be sold to us. And so if they can control your mind, it's going to be peaceful. Or maybe they want these soldiers to have their guns to go out and hunt the Christians. Maybe it'll be used. Maybe they know what percent of people have poked themselves and are going to be hooked up to this hive mind from their predictive analytics to hunt Christians. Once the 100% of the mark of the beast, I think there's going to be I think there'll be an image part to the mark of the beast, this authentication portion to it, where you'll have to authenticate yourself so you can buy and sell. I think there's two steps to it. I think this poke defiles the temple of God that is you and has an operating system in it. But I think there's another wave to it to 100% have this connection. And there's probably going to be a worshiping of the image. You need to think of this as a counterfeit. Jesus needs to be worshiped. The Antichrist will need to be worshiped. Fits like a glove to Bible prophecy. So that's number eight. All right, number nine. Starving you out. I'm calling this universal basic food. Universal basic income. They might just say hook up to this AIB system to get universal basic income when they take all the jobs away. But starving you out to getting you registered for this Mark of the Beast system so that you praise the golden image of whoever the AC is. And I've done so many different podcasts on food, right? They're priming us to be cannibals. I've worked on technology where you could eat plastic, Foundation Report 166. They're going after the chickens with the bird flu. And then the bird flu then goes over to cattle, it goes over to pigs, it goes over to every other animal that's edible, and your dairy products, the milk and cheese. It's brilliantly evil. Bioengineered food, what's the strategy there? So it's a planned food scarcity playbook, my friends. You need to think about all the farmland here in the United States with the billionaires owning farmland and China owning all this farmland. Again, all the food manufacturing plants catching on fire. This bird flu. I tried to grow a bunch of stuff this year and maybe 15, 20% of the seeds took. So we've covered it in the past how many of these companies have aluminum patents on the seeds, and then we know what they're dumping down on us. So the soil's tainted, so only their seeds will grow in the soil. It's wicked. And bind their evil in the name of Jesus Christ. So I can see a playbook. You want to eat? Bring your guns. Bring your guns. Nine reasons. What did I miss? I'm sure I missed a bunch. Why they don't care about your guns. But I go back to this. They still are doing false flags. They're still doing false flags. So it is important to them. And Trump's pushing your red gun flag laws. All right. Like to end with scripture. Personally, get right with the Lord. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. So as a post-trib rapture guy, many Christians will be beheaded. Noahide laws are running fast and furious right now.
So, ChatGPT, I recently heard that Donald Trump was invited by the Jewish Sanhedrin to an international divine court in Israel. Is this correct?
Yes, that's correct. The nascent Sanhedrin invited Donald Trump to support the creation of an international divine court based on the seven Noahide laws.
Ah, yes, the seven Noahide laws. We find this in the Jewish Talmud, correct?
Yes, the seven Noahide laws are derived from Jewish tradition and are found in the Talmud.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The consequences for breaking one of these Noahide laws would be capital punishment. Is that correct?
In ancient interpretations found in the Talmud, breaking the Noahide laws is described as warranting capital punishment. However, these interpretations are not reflective of modern practices.
But according to Sanhedrin 57a, that capital punishment is decapitation, correct?
Yes. In Talmud Sanhedrin 57a, decapitation is mentioned as a form of capital punishment for breaking the Noahide laws.
Now, the first Noahide law would be thou shalt not commit idolatry, correct?
Yes. The prohibition of idolatry is one of the seven Noahide laws.
Now, under Jewish beliefs, committing idolatry would be the worshiping of Jesus Christ. Is that correct?
In traditional Jewish belief, worshiping any entity other than God is considered idolatry. This perspective includes the Christian worship of Jesus.
I understand. Now, if we was to compare U.S. legislation 102-14 to the seven Noahide laws, these are practically the same thing, correct?
Actually, Public Law 102 acknowledges the seven Noahide laws as ethical principles, but doesn't establish them as law. They share some values, but they're not identical or legally enforceable in the U.S.
But Donald Trump has been invited to a divine court to establish these ethical principles internationally, correct?
Yes. The nascent Sanhedrin invited Donald Trump to support the creation of an international divine court based on the seven Noahide laws.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, ChatGPT.
You're welcome. If you need anything else, just let me know.
Endure to the end. To me, that means keep your faith to the end, right? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I think that's just some great wisdom. There's a pastor, a famous pastor where I live, and I had the pleasure of getting to know him the last couple of years of his life. And during his funeral, they said they think he had four crowns. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know all of the crowns. So I did some research. There are five crowns. Let me know if you've ever heard a Bible study on all the crowns, if that's something of interest. I never really researched it or heard a sermon on the five crowns. Because you need to keep your treasures in heaven, right? James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And then Hebrews 11, 6. I think this is going to be the key part, faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen, my friends. Listen to Pastor Larry, research spiritual warfare. I think that's going to be key as well in these days. Great time to be alive. But when you go over the nine reasons why these parasite elite were laughing at our guns, they have some potent weapon systems. But you have to ask the question, why so many false flags, even to this day? God bless.